my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Are you wide awake and ready to go? I hope so. It's Monday, yesterday, August the 2nd, Sunday. Wonderful day in God's house, wasn't it? I hope you were in God's house. And I hope that this is going to be a great week for each and every one of us. If God gives us life, let's live it for His glory. Give the world a smile. There's a great song. We'll have the quartet come in and sing it for us. Sing along with them if you know the song. Give the world a smile.
Are you giving to the world a smile?
A sunny smile.
Helping lessen someone's dreary mile.
Dreary mile.
Do you greet the world with song as through life you pass along, cheering those whom you may meet along life's way?
Give the world
Bright smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's dreary way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers
in
to the master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer
the lone and sad.
Help to make some pilgrim glad.
Make somebody glad.
Let your life so be that
all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile,
a bright sunny smile.
You may be a shining light today, pointing souls to heaven's glory way. If you let your light so shine that they see the path divine, and you wear a pleasant smile along life's way. Smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way.
On life's dreary way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers
in
to the master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer
the lonely and sad.
Help to make some pilgrim
glad.
Let your life so be that
all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile,
a bright sunny smile.
Just a bright and sunny smile will win
many souls from dreary paths of sin.
Lift them up on higher planes,
where they'll hear the glad refrains
of the smiling band of workers on life's way. Give the world a smile each day, helping someone on life's way. From the paths of sin, bring the wanderers in to the master's fold to stay. Help to cheer the lone and sad. Help to make some pilgrim glad. Let your life so be that all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile,
a bright sunny smile.
Give the world a happy song today.
Song today.
That will help some pilgrim on his way.
On his way.
You can tell him of the Lord and his heavenly reward if he'll only follow Jesus day by day.
Give the world a smile each day.
Bright smile every day.
Helping someone
on life's dreary way.
From the paths of sin. Bring the wanderers
into
the master's fold to stay.
Forever to stay.
Help to cheer
the lonely and sad.
Help to make some pilgrim glad.
Make somebody glad.
Let your life so be that
all the world may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Let your life so be that
all the world may see
the joy of serving Jesus.
us with a smile, a bright sunny smile.
I'm going to get quickly into this next song. The old account was settled long ago. And then we're in Genesis 41. What a wonderful text. I hope you'll enjoy the song.
Book of heaven, an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below, but I went to the keeper and settled long ago, long ago. Long ago
I settled it all.
Yes, the old account was settled long ago. It's clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago.
The old account was large and growing every day. Still I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I said that I would settle, and settled long ago.
When at the judgment bar I stand before my King, and he the book will open, and can I find a thing? Then my heart will be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled and settled long ago.
Oh, sinners, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin, for thus he hath commanded, if you will enter in.
Then if you should live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret it, you'd settled long ago.
The old account was settled long ago. Hallelujah! And the record's clear today, for he washed my sins away, and the old account was settled long ago.
Well, Pharaoh's dreaming in chapter 41, and it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood at the river. Behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kind, and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kind came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood at the other kind at the brink of the river. 7 and 7. And the ill-favored, lean-fleshed kind did eat up the 7 well-favored. Well, what's this dream about? Well, he was so troubled. Verse number 8, he was troubled. His spirit was troubled. And he says, get me some men to tell me. Nobody could tell him. And then that's when the chief butler said, you know, I remember that there was a man in prison with his name. His name was Joseph, and he could tell dreams. And Joseph and Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved himself and changed his raiment, and he came to the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, I've dreamed a dream. And he tells him, because now interpret it to me. He said, it's not for me. God shall say, God can interpret these things. Well, I'll quickly get to where we're going. The Bible says, I saw in the dream, behold, 7 ears came up on one stalk and full of good. And behold, the 7 ears with withered thin. And the thin ears devoured the 7 good ears. And the 7, 26, verse 26, the 7 good kind are the 7 years, and the 7 good ears are 7 years, and the dream is one. And he said, here's what's going to happen. Verse 29. Here it is. We're almost there. There came 7 years of plenty throughout the land, and there shall arise 7 years of famine. So he says, we're going to have to store up the food. Well, Pharaoh raised him up and put him in his house, and he began to say, okay, you be in charge. And he took those 7 years of plenty, verse 53, and he then took the 7 years of the dearth, and he stored 7 years for 7 years. There's so many illustrations here. One, he's in prison, but God remembered. God always remembers your whereabouts. And then God gave him the wisdom to interpret the dream because he told him the dream. And then God gave him the wisdom to save the 7 years of good corn. And he invested in those 7 years. By the way, these are good years to invest in the work of God. Our Lord's coming again. Oh, he's coming again. Maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, but I'm telling you what, it's going to be soon. Soon and very soon, we're going to go see the King of Kings. I believe that he's coming again. He may come today. He may come before this broadcast is over in just about another 2 minutes. He could come today. He can come tomorrow. He can come next week. He can come next year. I don't see how he's going to wait much longer. I just don't see how. Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, we'll all be glory bound. Look away to Jesus, your redemption draweth nigh. Just a little longer, we're going to meet him in the skies. He is coming again. He's coming again. This very same Jesus rejected of men. And child of God, God had everything in control. He was putting Joseph exactly where he wanted. He wanted him in Pharaoh's court. He wanted him to be able to provide for his brothers that sold him into bondage, for his daddy that hadn't seen him in 20, 25 years. He wanted everything to work together. God's working everything together for his good. What is it in your life? And you know, here he is, unshaven, had to get changed. He's in prison. Things are not going well for Joseph. But God's moving. And he says, I'm gonna intervene here on your behalf. God's always intervening. God's always in control. I think of a sweet couple in our church, and she's young, has two kids in elementary school, and she's suffering with cancer these days, and her husband just got gloriously saved. Chris Venera led him to Christ. Oh, it was a wonderful decision. You know, God has that all planned, doesn't he? God has it all. God's going to maybe bring her through it. God's going to bring him through the physical pain he's had. Very strong, big guy. But God knows. God knows everything. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. That's all I have to do. I have to follow his plan for my life. It may take me through some adversity. It may, and it will. It may take me through some sorrow, and it will. It may take me through some hard times, and it will. But Jesus never fails. You can count on him. And here is God working it out for Joseph to be at the right place at the right time. And he is going to be used of his God to spare his family. Father, I want to thank you for our great listeners. Lord, they're such a blessing to my heart. Give them each and every listener a great day today. God, place your blessing upon their life is our prayer. Those that are weak and struggling today, get them just be strong. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.